You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, Vankas?
Hello, Bankers.
It's the Red Flags Podcast.
The fucking best F1 podcast in the land. We hit over 10K on TikTok. Yes. We've got over 1,000 followers on Spotify. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Get on the fucking train, people.
Before it leaves you the fuck behind. You want to know something? When I was young, I wanted to make movies.
Uh-huh.
That's what I wanted to do. That was my dream.
Right.
And then I realized my dreams were wrong.
Yeah.
My dreams were actually to make an F1 podcast and have lunch with Charles Leclerc. We basically done that shit already.
That's right.
Our dreams are coming true. It's wild.
Our dreams were wrong. They're wrong. Yeah. But now they're right.
Yeah.
And our dreams are to just be full-time F1 podcasters.
Yes.
And we're going to be, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get bought by Barstool. Mark my words. Barstool's never done anything wrong. And we support them 100%.
Yes.
And who you're hearing right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest returning. Because you know what? We've had a podcast for long enough that we're having a return motherfucking guest.
Yes.
Am I the first guest and the first return guest?
You are the first guest and the first return guest.
Wow. You're an OG.
You're an OG. You're essentially a host of the podcast. We have Buck Andrews back on the pod this fucking week.
Welcome, Buck.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh my god. Welcome. Thank you.
I just want to say, Buck was at Austin. We were gonna go,
right?
But then we decided to. Buck kind of works for us.
Some people actually commit. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I do work. You work for us, so
yes,
we decided
totally.
We're running a fucking multimedia empire.
Yeah,
that's right.
Between
obviously.
The TikTok. And the podcasting.
Well, you had meetings the entire weekend.
We had meetings. We were Buck,
and
so we're just like, you know what? We'll just have Buck do it.
Yeah, let's just have Buck go. He'll do some field reporting for us, and he'll come back and he'll do an in-depth 60-minute style report.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to be listening to.
We
on this
gave
podcast.
Buck a no expenses paid trip to Austin, but first, you know, we're gonna ask Buck about Austin. But you know, Buck, it's been a long time since you've been on the podcast. Do you have any questions for us about how we've been doing?
Obviously, I've heard about this infamous lunch.
Yeah.
We do have to dive into that a little bit.
Yes, we do.
And I'm just very curious, like, have we digested, like, no pun intended here, but have we digested the lunch? Have we, like, really any new revelations since we've last talked about this? Because we briefly talked about it in New York.
Right.
And by briefly, I mean for 2 hours. And I do think it's really important that we just get an update. I know the fans are, obviously, a lot of in-depth reporting on the ground. A lot of people were asking me about it.
Right.
Left and right, I was fielding hundreds of questions. And so I got to ask, how do we feel now?
You know, I just feel like I honestly hope that I didn't burn a bridge by talking about it on my podcast. And the reality is that, like, I kind of, like, tried to get, like, I was like, what's the best way to get Charles to follow me on Instagram?
Yep.
And I actually talked to you about strategy when it came to this, and I didn't. And I didn't actually take your strategy, which maybe I should have, which
was Buck's.
I had a really, as an intern for the massive media conglomerate that you all run.
Yes.
I had a, what was my strategy? Fuck, I forgot.
Well, so here's what I thought.
I thought it was good. No, it was good. I swear.
Here's what I was trying to do. Here's what I thought I was going to do. I was
the best
like,
strategy in the world.
So here's my strategy to get Charles Leclerc to follow me on Instagram. I was going to post, because there was a picture of me, him, and my friend on Jean-Louis, who's on the show with me. I was going to post an Instagram story and tag all three of us, and then hope that JL would repost it.
Yeah.
So then Charles would see it because they both follow each other. And then he was going to see, oh, there's that fun guy that I got lunch with. And he was going to be like, let's give him a follow.
Yeah.
And that's what I ended up doing. And it didn't work.
It didn't.
But Buck's suggestion was like, have Jean-Louis start like a three-way DM between you guys. Like, ask JL to, like, start a three-way DM, which I was like, that's just so aggressive.
That's bold.
It's aggressive on his end and not on your end.
Right.
So it would have come off as like, oh, I'm just in this thing with you. Like, oh, my God, thanks for starting this group, JL. Like, dude, you're going to kill it this weekend.
Right. And I, you know,
love you.
I also, like, floated that by my girlfriend, and she was like, yeah, that's the move. Don't, because I put, what I happened was,
wait,
I,
Buck's move was the move.
Buck's move was the move. I didn't do the move, and I regret it, and I should have done the move.
And it's
no one ever listens to the interns.
Yeah,
I will say.
Yeah.
But what I guess what I'll say is that, like, you know, I kind of walked before I could run here. Oh, no. Reverse. I ran before I could walk. Yeah, yeah, and, like, I, you know, it was humbling in the fact that it's like Charlotte Claire shouldn't follow me on Instagram. Yes. And I respect his decision not to. Okay. Yeah. Moving on.
Beautiful.
So let's talk about. So Buck was at the fucking Austin Grand Prix. Mm. And what I say is that when I first met Buck.
Yes.
At Club Cumming in the East Village of New York City.
Yes.
And we discovered that we were both F1 fans. He was like, girl, you have to come to Austin with me.
Yep.
I've got like a whole crew. And
Who is here right now.
Someone who is. So
we actually have a fan in studio who's looking at her phone while we're talking. And it's bringing down the energy of the room.
And he was like, we're going to get like an RV and we're going to like go watch the race. Did you wind up getting the RV?
Let's do some edits. So we did not get the RV.
Okay.
We actually, shout out to the Brock family. Truly big shout out. I want you, if you are listening to this, to know that we love you so much because. My friend was like, you know what? You can stay at my place in Austin. So we had a free place to stay in Austin.
Amazing.
It was incredible. We also, this is kind of like actually a very big insider tip that I will say, do not buy the parking passes. Mm. Do not buy the COTA parking passes. They are a scam. If you drive outside, like I would say, I don't even know, less than a mile, right? Like a 5-minute walk. Mm. You drive like a 5-minute walk. Outside of the venue, there are all these people, and you can park there for $10 when the parking passes were $300 to $400.
Holy shit.
Yes.
So you didn't spend, you didn't buy the parking pass.
We spent $30 on both accommodating and parking.
Wow.
Yeah, because the FIA is a corrupt fucking company, and we're fucking here to take you down. The Red Flags podcast is here. Fucking stop trying to extort. Stop trying to extort just innocent fans and the parking passes.
So park is pretty chill in Austin. It's not like LA or New York where it's a fucking nightmare.
It was not chill actually at all. In the city, it was so. I was like expecting.
Well, you
like,
just said you found parking pretty easily.
Well, yes, at the venue. At Coda.
People like individuals made their own parking lots. So like, I'm gonna get rich off this thing.
Right.
Yes. And they're like yards. So it was all these people that had this farmland and then you would park in their farmland and it was so great. It was so easy. And they were so it was kind of like a grown up lemonade stand, but also run by kids at the same time. And like they were really cute and sweet. And we went to the same place all three times and they gave us water every time and it was really sweet.
You love that. So,
So Buck, what was the vibe?
Okay.
The general vibe walking around the area of Coda.
The rim of Coda.
The rim. Yeah. Circling around the
rimming Coda. I would say what was really beautiful. Well, I will say each day had a different vibe.
Okay.
I'm going to say it off the bat.
So you were there for all 3 days. What was Friday's vibe?
Friday was kind of like a little bit more like relax, chill. You kind of got to go at your own pace. It felt like a lazy river, honestly, in terms of traffic. Like, it was all going around. Like, everyone was orbiting. Everyone just kind of wanted to see everything. You would go on the rides. They had rides.
Okay.
They had a Ferris wheel that we went on. It was really fun. And then you would just go around, and you would see the merch, and it was just so chill.
So did each team, like, have their own merch store? Or was there just, like, a big general merch store?
So there were big general – okay. It was really – the merch section and the merch whole aspect of it was a little confusing because they had these little pop-ups for each team. Mm-hmm. But by each team, I really only mean Mercedes, Ferrari – Red Bull and McLaren.
Yeah, those are the most popular.
Right.
Yeah, so there were no other things.
So and there was no Alpine pop up.
No, there was not. But you know what was really a lull? So there were these little like things everywhere. But then there was a big one, like a massive one, for Lance Stroll and fucking Vettel. And I was like, what? Who's buying this shit? And it was kind of weird because you had these regular size like ones that had everyone in them. So it was like the general store, and you could get Alpine merch if you really wanted.
Right. Like, that's like the official like FIA store.
Yeah, you had the official FIA store, and then you had all these other stores that were equally as big, but they were really like walk in, walk out, and like people were just stealing shit left and right.
Oh, there was some thieving.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
so it was like American
God.
Apparel vibes.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Yes, 100%.
American Apparel, like Sephora, just like try it and then walk out with
it. Yeah, Dove Charney's just walking around me like anything.
Okay.
Anything. Yeah. But no, so that was the vibe, like, merch-wise. And so we kind of explored that on Friday because it was super chill.
And the vibe people-wise. I want to know the vibe people-wise. Yeah. Types of human beings that are walking around this fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've never seen so many, like, disgusted Europeans. Like, just, like...
Oh, wow. They came here.
Yes.
And they were, like...
They came here to fucking thumb their nose. Usually they just come to our fucking TikTok page. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
So they were, like... Pituh.
Yeah, in your face.
So they just were like, what the fuck? Look, these people are all fat and disgusting.
Yeah, they were absolutely not into it at all. Okay. It was like kind of trash.
And how could you tell they were European just by the way they dressed and their general demeanor, their sort of inbredness?
Yeah, there was like slight inbred energy for sure. And it was like more in like the way that like there was like pep in their stuff, like an inbred pep that like you really can only find in the South here. And like is
right.
Like exclusive.
Well, I don't want to. I know it's insulting to say that Europeans are inbred, but I mean, y'all have some recessive.
South, I can say it.
Y'all have some recessive features in Europe that are like they can only come from inbreeding.
Exactly.
And
I'm an inbred from the South, so I think I can say it.
Okay.
You, like I don't worry. I can take on
okay.
this one.
Okay.
If you have any problems with these boys, go to my TikTok.
By the way, Jews are inbred. We have tons of diseases that come from inbreeding.
Yeah. That's true.
These noses, they come from just the same people fucking
so
each other.
So it takes one to fucking no one. And you know what? We would still be Europeans if you hadn't fucking murdered all of our people. So fuck you.
Yeah. Damn, we should have gotten that on there. I should have been telling them that.
So it was mostly Europeans that were fucking...
It was Europeans being like really disgusted by us, which I'm just like, go to Baku. Like if you had a choice to go to another country, like there's so many more races I would have picked. And like I was really confused why they were there. But anyway, it doesn't matter. And then we had them. And then we had like... this weird mix of a lot of honestly, which was really cool. I feel like Checo really got his moment. Like everyone was there for Checo. Mm. I would say the Red Bull store was packed. It was like a lot of it was really I would say the split was predominantly Max fans or Checo fans.
Right.
And so it was like a very Red Bull centric moment.
Not a lot of Lewis fans in America.
And yeah, it's weird. It's almost like we're racist or something. It was honestly, we had on our day, there were all these people booing him when we were coming by and we're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait the Dutch fans boo him because they want Max to win.
Yes, but these people were not Dutch. Right. They were wearing Van Dutch, but they certainly were not Dutch, I would say. They were in
So nightmare. Tell us a little bit about the contingent that you were going with.
Yeah, who are you there with?
Who you were there with?
So I was with my girls, which by girls I mean females and gay men. And we had a ton of fun. The Fagula One crew, I can say it. And we were just all together. We made these really cute shirts with Red Bull 69ing on the back of them. And by we made, I mean Kelsey made, who is in studio currently right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really great group. We like just all really soaked it in and... I would like we figured out the best place to go was Haas Hill. Weirdly
okay.
enough.
Where is Haas Hill?
So
this is literally like Gene Haas Hill.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually.
They've got to have something, so.
Yeah. They didn't even have their own like merch store at their one home race.
That's so crazy.
I know. Kind of camp.
Explain Haas Hill. What is Haas Hill?
So you didn't have a seat. You had general admission.
We had general admission.
So it means you're sitting on grass the whole time.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Was it tough to get a good seat with general admission?
Well, okay. So
because
there were...
I hear that's the sort of double-edged sword. You don't have to pay as much. You can go wherever you want. But yeah. It might be hard to get a seat.
Yeah.
Like or a good view.
So that was definitely a challenge if you wanted to go. There was this one pit of people that was right at turn one.
Okay.
And so it was right before all the pit and everything. And like you could see into the pit so you could see everyone. But it was low key, I think, the worst place to be for the race. Even though I had friends that were there and loved it. It was more the crowd was really cool. But it was probably one of the – it was a difficult place to – it was more to experience the energy of the crowd rather than to see anything. Because I would say Haas Hill, if you actually wanted to see the race, that was the best spot because you not only got turn one because it was on the hill, you also got turn – we got 17? 18. We got 18. So we were right at the end too. So you got the end and the start, which was really cool.
Oh, nice.
And so you would see – we had like so many moments where like Lewis and Max were like running back and forth and you would immediately see them turn around turn 18 and you would wait like – 10 seconds and you would see them go up the hill and like fight each other, and that was really cool. But yeah, I would say if you were trying to go to this, it was mainly like a Red Bull area too. Mm-hmm. It was fully for Red Bull fans, which was really fun, really cute. The crazy thing, and I'm like shocked. I think my one big note for Coda, security was absolutely, it, they have a motto at Coda, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful. And I hope no venue takes it to their, I hope like this motto does not ever leave Coda, but it's no beep, no stop. So they're not looking in any bags. You walk through security. And okay. you go through.
So what's the point of security? Just so they wave to you?
Literally. I would say it was actually. They didn't even check our wristbands. They like so were barely looking.
So wait a minute. You don't even need to have. I don't even need to pay for Coda. I could have just gone.
You literally could have walked in. I'm not even
okay,
kidding.
Okay. So you hear that,
you
guys?
You could have made fake credentials and gone.
Thanks to the Red Flags Pod, you now know you don't have to pay for Coda. You
or can parking.
Just, or parking. You can just fucking go.
Yeah.
And that's why you listen to a podcast about Formula One hosted by two Jews. So let's get into like Saturday and Sunday. Like, yeah. So you know, Friday you're like you're bouncing around, you're seeing the, you know, you're seeing the sights, you're buying the merch. Like, yep. When it gets to like the tension of the actual, like the tension of qualifying, the tension of the race, like,
yep.
what's the vibe? What's the feeling? What's the feeling of like the cars rushing by? You feel the ground shake, like put us there, put us in. Yeah.
Also,
in
I want to say, Buck, can I bring? Like, do you have any like audio sensitivity?
I get tired. I get very, very tired, and I'm like, if it's like overactive, then I'm like, I go down. Like malls, I'm like out, and I like if especially if it's enclosed. But weirdly, outdoors, it's not as bad.
Okay, I don't know. Well, because we've talked about this. My sister's on the spectrum.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know if you feel comfortable talking about this.
We can talk about it.
Okay, well, Buck.
We can throw it down on this pod.
Buck is on the spectrum.
I really want to be promoted, so I'm willing to say anything. Literally.
Buck is gay, and he's on the spectrum, and we're having on this pod because we're so fucking inclusive, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's really double. Woke. Double. Yeah.
That's two. That's literally two. Literally. I don't know if you know that, but that's two. Yeah. I have 2 points in Hollywood.
So the sound was intense for you?
The sound was really, no, it wasn't that bad. It was okay. Like, because we were outside, honestly, like, I don't like indoors. That's my
kind of thing. Okay. So if there was an indoor race, that would probably be more.
Yeah, if we were at like.
So indoor sporting events are tougher for you?
Well, yeah, I don't even do those, though, thankfully. I'm gay, so actually I get to skip those, which is like so great.
Did you see any other gays?
There were like a group of gays that we saw. Like, I'm trying to think who we saw. We saw like a few twinks, but then you're like, are they European?
Okay.
Are they gay? Right,
no.
Are they gay or just European?
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're Elwoodsing. This is so bad.
Well, like, here's a question. Oh. What was the kind of grinder set up like at?
Oh, like, of course I knew.
So like, yeah, like the question is like, did any of the drivers like kind of pop up on your grinder feed?
On my grinder feed, no, none of them did. Which is so sad because of course, as you go on the Ferris wheel, you're like, finally I have service. I can send hole pics to all the drivers. And none of them were on. Okay.
Did you see any people on grinder that were just there for the race?
No. And I was kind of expecting like, there would be a lot of gays. I mean, I'm like, we've queered the sport. Totally. Yeah. I didn't see that many gay people.
Okay, so there was no Provincetown section.
No, which is such a bummer. No cruising section. No way. Right. Okay. Oh, we all meet behind blank merch stands.
Right.
And like, yeah.
They're jerking each other off behind turn three.
Yeah. Come on. But
so,
turn three was not a jerk zone. Which
proves that, you know, Formula One still has a ways to go, which is why this podcast is actually on the forefront. We're actually on the front lines of inclusion and when it comes to Formula One.
Yes. Yes. By having a faggot on the show, you are. I might be the first faggot ever to be on a Formula One podcast.
That we know of.
Okay, so let's talk Sunday. Let's talk the race. Like, who are you? So
if you insist,
if you want to talk.
So you're donned head to toe right now.
Wait, so we're qualifying. That was what? So how was qualifying?
Oh, qualies were like really fun, and we were again on Haas Hill. We were just kind of camped out there.
Did you see Max and Lewis like kind of have their little like drag race?
That was in practice.
Yeah,
that was in practice. Okay,
unfortunately, we also did miss practice by a long.
What did you miss practice for?
Work? People were working, right? Or I don't know. We also went to like UT.
Yeah.
We of course like we're just walking around being like so creepy. Like
cruising.
Time obviously. Right. We couldn't get an F1.
Right.
Why don't cruise the bookstore at fucking UT Austin? But no, we were just obnoxiously late. We also had tickets to go see Dune at 3 o'clock. So, we get there and we fully are like,
there weren't enough twinks in the paddock. Yeah, you had to go fucking see
like,
Timothy
oh,
Chalamet.
Timmy, he's downtown playing right now. That would be good. Yeah, no. So we had to go see a LaGuardia twink do their thing.
It is going to be upsetting when he plays Ayrton Senna in like the TV movie, the series that's about him.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk. So the race. So who are you rooting for? If you're for the audio podcast,
I know.
Wait, are you Buck gonna, is like, currently out, like, currently wearing a Mercedes hat, a Mercedes jacket, and a Mercedes shirt, which he got all from last year's. He got from last year's bin, so it was
where
cheaper.
You can just steal.
You can just steal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. There Buck were people in our group that really did steal a lot.
You could go to Coda for $0.
I am not going to out anyone specifically, but there were people. Yeah, we found a way to go to Coda. We actually did low-key go to Coda for $0, except for flights. Impressive.
But you bought the tickets.
But in retrospect, you regretted.
Like, next year, I could go to Coda.
Right.
I know. Sorry. I know how to go to Coda for $0.
Right. So the race, LOL. So
that thing.
Like, what'd you see? What was it like watching it in person versus like watching it on TV? Like, what are the main kind of like differences between? What are the things that like you didn't expect?
Honestly, the sound was really crazy. Like, I started recording it. I was like, this sounds so cool. Mm. It just, they whip by you. It's so fast. It's also this weird thing where, at a certain point, a certain flow starts to happen where your brain is like comatose in a way. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the revs were like this mantra that I was like really, it felt like a weird transcendental meditation moment where you're just kind of watching and everyone's kind of just watching it go in circles and circles and circles.
You're kind of sucked in.
You're really sucked in and you really just like are experiencing it very intensely. And then,
so it was almost meditative.
It was weirdly meditative.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I was like, damn. And also, I will say, like, the thing that was shocking about it was that the ground really does shake. Like, everything is, like, really happening around you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You, even if you're, like, in your, like, small little group, because the experience is so crazy, I felt like I was just, like, kind of, oh, I was, wait, context, I was on shrooms also.
Now that, like, brings more, that brings like, more context really to the meditation.
Yeah, I'm like,
meditative aspects.
I was like, Jesus. Yeah, wait, I was on shrooms. I forgot. Because then all these people were eating like these massive hot dogs around me, and I was like, that was an animal.
Like, you
that was like
buried
insane.
The lead.
Yeah. No, I really did. I'm really sorry.
That and kind of explains the last 30 minutes of what you've been listening to.
Honestly, go to Coda. You'll feel closer to God.
Yeah, you will. That's where you in the that porta potty. Literally, that's where I found myself and God.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Cool. But also, the corn dogs were actually. And I know. Sorry, I'll go back to the initial question. The corn dogs. Were, I kid you not, how big were they? Were bigger than like
she's making
hell
a 2 foot.
Yeah,
that's that looks about 2 foot.
That's
the,
fucking
that,
right.
The reference she's making with her.
Yeah, and it was so weird because it was like called like it was like I forget Mr. Juicy or something, and then it was this big barbecue thing, and they were just playing the gayest music, and it was like Shallow was playing, and then Kim Petras, but then all these like straight ass men were eating these. Massive corn dog. So I'm like, someone was trolling them.
This is like, clearly. This is like going to Coda scene just sounds like gay cognitive dissonance.
It was.
You're just kind of like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing Europeans. Are they gay? Are they straight?
Yeah.
You're playing Shallow while, like, you know, Southern guys are sucking down a corn dog. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And I'm on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sober, which is what I'm learning about Buck, is that he's sober, but he loves to do Adderall and mushrooms.
I've recently been called out for this a lot where they're like, you know, that's not sober. And I'm like, yeah,
it's
I
not.
Do. It's totally
not.
Not.
It's not.
But, okay, so. Here's a last question. When you were watching the drivers,
I'll
did
try
you,
to actually answer
do you,
this
when you're okay. Two questions. One is like, did you actually, in terms of like seeing the drivers in person?
Yeah.
Like, how much of like actual like seeing the actual like I know that they like kind of went on a truck and kind of like you know went around the track. Like, did you actually catch any like face, not face to face, but like.
Are you just
you know,
doing this from flex about? Yeah.
No, yeah. No, no, no.
From one to lunch with Charles Leclerc. Yeah, how like, close did you get to this drive?
You would actually.
Wasn't even thinking.
Yeah.
I swear I wasn't.
I would give you a 10, and I had a 1 for sure.
Yeah.
But I will say there was this crazy moment. So the drivers did this parade that came by, and they were like on this truck, which is so American. I do not think they do this in any other city.
I think they do.
Do they do
I
it?
Think they do a track. They go around
they
the
do.
Track.
It's just usually not like on like a pickup truck, which I think they did in this
one. That's we usually have a not, and there's usually not a display of like military might.
No, yeah. This was yeah. Oh, that was insane too.
They had helicopters and jet.
Oh my god,
they
had the jet things.
Yeah,
it was like Call of Duty airstrikes.
There was parachuting.
Wow,
Red Damn. Bull totally did that.
Right,
we're such putzes, I gotta say.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have it any other fucking way. Suck a fucking dick, Monaco. just kidding. Yeah. I'll be there next year, hanging out with Charles.
Yeah, already got the invite. Oh wait, but here, no, we were close. I mean, you could see them, but it was like so disconnected.
Yeah.
The one thing that was so insane was like, obviously, like. Americans are trash, so we like litter everywhere. And like Vettel was like, so if you all don't mind not littering, like everyone,
he like went on the loudspeaker.
Yes, everyone had a moment to talk, and so they were really. It was such a annoying press moment, but there was this person like cueing all them, asking them one question about the team, and then asking them to speak in their native language. And so they're like, Vettel, will you speak in your native language? And he goes, no, I want to address everyone here. Please do not litter. And he completely said, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. Do not litter. And then everyone let out like kind of like this weird half-hearted like clap. Like, oh, okay, I guess this is his cause. Because my favorite thing is, oh, you know what was also really crazy in person? You realize how tone-deaf that video is that they have where they're mentioning all their causes.
Oh, right.
Like, seeing it there and hearing everyone laugh was really, like, cool. You realize, oh, wait, they have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, my God. So, wait, they played the, like, thing where the Formula One talks about, like, how noble they are in terms of the causes they
it
support.
Was on
and there was audible laughter from the crowd.
Audible. And it was on the sheet
incredible.
Of activities. It was like, we will have this moment. What was it called? Together we rise. It was fully
oh
on the schedule. God. And we're like, what is Together We Rise? Are they all going to come out and do something? No, it was that fucking clip. And everyone was lolling. Lolling.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys do business with war criminals.
Yeah.
So,
you just added a new race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
But
it's don't like, litter. Please.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's like...
If the money was right, they would have like a West Bank Grand Prix.
Yeah,
the
it's
money
also like it's
right.
like it's also like, hey Vettel, babe, I don't think throwing away my Snickers wrapper is really what's doing the damage. It might be the fucking fighter jets that you fucking brought all your cars overseas with.
Yes.
I think that might have a little bit more impact than me throwing away my fucking Butterfinger.
Yeah. Maybe you burning fuel into the air as you do hundreds of laps a year.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Vettel's one of those people that's like, okay, I'm sorry, but you do need to turn off the shower. It's been like 10 minutes, vibe, and
right.
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, you corporation.
So does it feel like weird that people are cheering as these cars go by, and like you have a real like sense of awareness that they can't fucking hear you, the people driving?
I think they can hear you.
You think in the cars they can hear you?
Oh, holy fuck, it was loud.
Yeah,
like,
I think they
was...
can probably hear. I mean, they get a sense of it. You're probably like can't hear it that well, but I think they do get pumped up when they see the fucking crowds going crazy.
I know, like as they're racing, you think they can hear it?
Yeah.
I think also the engine combusts in the back. So it's like, I actually do think that in the front, it's probably not as...
Mm-hmm.
This is, I know nothing about engineering, but it does feel like the noise comes from the back of the car and the front is more quiet. It's a bit more chill.
Well, that would make sense.
I should not be talking about this at all.
I mean, when you were there, it probably sounded like your dead Nana.
Yeah,
because you were on shrooms.
Yeah.
But
well,
there
she was crying out to me.
Yeah.
She was like, I've been buried underneath the track.
Yeah.
Help me.
Okay, last question. Was there any driver when you were watching them drive, did you get like a sense of like, oh, like he's good and he's not? Like, was there that much of a difference with like watching Lewis Hamilton go by versus like watching like Mazepin? Could you like know? Could you see something?
Could you see the difference?
Could you see the difference?
The biggest difference I would say was when we were watching, because obviously that whole race you're just watching Lewis Hamilton, you're watching
Max,
and so. When you're watching them, there were moments where you're like, oh, Max is going so much faster than Lewis. And it was so easy to see. But then by the end of it, you're like, oh, fuck, Lewis has a real... Because you start to get a real gist of velocity while you're
right.
watching it.
And so it's like a snap versus like two snaps?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. And so when you start to see that, you're like, okay, wait. Lewis is going extraordinarily fast right now. I couldn't tell you how fast he was going, but
right.
I do feel he's going very fast. So I did feel like, okay, I can gauge that he is about to catch up with Max.
Yeah.
And then you like look at the prompter and it's like, he's gaining speed. And so that was really cool to see a noticeable, like a real noticeable difference.
Right.
But at the same time, I was like, it was very hard to track everyone.
So you definitely don't have as good a bearing of what's going on there than you do when you're watching on TV.
No, it's way better to watch it like on TV if you actually like want to keep track of everything.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Like when you're there, you're more like, you're on shrooms.
When you're there, you're on shrooms.
Yeah. So spend all your money on drugs if you go to Coda. Yeah.
Well, people in our group were like on Adderall. People were drinking. Like, but also it was so disgustingly hot that like if you had a sip of alcohol, you would fucking faint.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, but people did drink on the last day because it was fine, right? I feel like the last day it was fine for alcohol-ish.
Yeah. It was the least hot on the last day.
Oh, that's good.
That's my, yeah. Did I answer any of your questions?
No.
Not really, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Biggest takeaway from Coda, like your biggest.
Yeah.
The circuit party of Americas. I would say like the cool thing was that it really cemented my interest in the sport. I was like, oh yeah, this is like something that was cool. I also like did really enjoy it because it was so weird. And so something I would never consider myself ever doing, ever, ever, ever. I'm just not a sports person. So I was pretty fascinated that I even liked and I was just very shocked that I actually enjoyed it as much as I did.
And you were like, never.
Oh, and Austin kind of sucks is my other
thing. Wait, why do you hate Austin?
It's like
Austin's supposed to be like the cool hip part of Texas.
Of course. We all hear that. Yes. And you get
they've
there.
They've got
and
a PR
like,
machine in Austin.
They actually do, because you get there and it just feels like everything feels like this weird Abbot Kinney vibe of like, it's just this street of like really bougie shop. Like all they're missing is an Erewhon right now. It's what it feels like. And it was really, I felt, we all left and were like, we never need to come back here.
Right.
Like, and also like,
I'm going to Austin in 3 days, so it's good to know this.
It sucks. I wanted to go in with the lowest expectations.
Okay,
ever.
great.
And like, it's this weird thing where it's like, they have good things, but there's like two of them. So it's like, I would love to go to a sushi restaurant. It's like, oh my God, yeah, go. But you won't get a table for 2 weeks. And you're like,
right.
Wait, what? Like, what else? I feel like Kelsey was honestly a big proponent of Austin sucks. Like, what other things were I missing? Yeah, big strip mall vibe.
Big strip mall. Wow.
Big strip mall energy.
Okay, yeah.
So. Fuck. We should move that fucking thing. Coda should not be there.
So it looks like we're going to Miami next year. Is
oh, hundo.
Yeah, so you're never going back to Coda.
Absolutely
you're
not.
Miami forever.
Yeah, I. If anything.
Austin. And you're a Florida guy.
Of course. Look at me. I'm disgustingly tacky. Of course. yes, I will be returning to the marsh.
Okay.
For that race.
To the swamps.
Yeah, I will be returning. Yeah, for sure. We're doing Miami next.
Okay,
year.
So the biggest yeah. take from That's Coda is that F1 is cool and Austin is trash.
There
so
we go.
Trash.
Okay. How much time have we done?
That was a half hour.
About a half hour. Okay, let's go into our hot takes.
Beautiful.
Okay, so we asked you guys to send in your hottest takes to our email address, and I also put the thing on Instagram, and we're gonna hear your guys' hot takes, and we're gonna review them, and we're gonna talk about them.
Yeah, and we got a lot, so if we didn't get to them, we're sorry, but that's it is.
But
what
we're
it is.
Well, yeah, you're fucking. If you got chosen, know that you know there's
hundreds of thousands of
people submitted.
Yeah. How many people talked to us? They're like, oh my God, you know those guys? I was like, I work for them. Everyone. I couldn't go. I was like running out of the urinal and they're like, I want to use that urinal because he has been on the podcast before.
So okay, like 5% of me is like, is that true?
Yeah,
and the other 95 is like, stop being mean.
Yeah.
That's getting mean.
You'll watch your tongue next year this time. We're going to be there on the fucking, on the panel with fucking Martin Brundle. Okay.
True.
And I'll get that wop all over my face. Okay, let's go into the things, Matt.
Okay, so hot takes. Okay, so first one is from a guy named Clancy.
Yep.
Esteban Ocon looks like Roddy from Flushed Away. That's a Disney movie or something. I looked that up, and it scanned. It really did scan.
Oh, it worked.
He did. He has a.
Can we look up Roddy?
So wait, Roddy as the internal.
Roddy from Flushed Away. I honestly scans.
It definitely scans.
I mean, he looks like a rat. So basically what Clancy is saying is that Esteban looks like a rat, which is a very horrible, mean thing to say.
Like a charming, terrible. Like a kind of charming, derpy rat.
Yeah.
Even in rat form, he's kind of derpy.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. that's I would say that's, you know, it's not lukewarm. I'd say that's on the hot. That's you know, I'm feeling some heat on my hands from that.
Do we have a thing? Do we have a thing?
A heat scale?
Yeah.
From like from Charlotte Claire piping hot.
Yeah, yeah.
To Mazepin
ice cold. Yeah.
I can use my arm as a gauge, and you can.
That is not a lukewarm. That is probably. I would say Lando Norris level
that's
of.
That's pretty high. That's pretty high.
Oh, okay, so a little less hot than that.
I think a little less hot than that. I'd say that's like on like a like
Vettel.
A Vettel.
No.
What is hot? What is hot in this scale? Is it like how is like actually sexy hot that they are?
Yeah.
Damn, we're getting back into it.
Yeah.
It's like I can't remember that shit. I give that like a 65 out of 100.
Okay.
Okay.
Above 50. Okay.
So like a Max Verstappen.
Yeah, in terms of hotness.
In terms of hotness. Sure. Okay, well, so Max Verstappen level.
Post glow up.
Yeah.
When
you factor in a success.
For sure.
Yes. Oh, that success.
Okay.
Let's get our next take.
Next one is Vus Up Vankers. Big fan of the pod, and I also agree that Ferrari are the literal worst. They do our boys Carlos and Charles so dirty. Thanks for simping. My wildest take is that Christian Horner does not give a fuck about his kids. I have go into the personal life, Queen. I have no doubt that he would sell them for one world championship win with Max Verstappen, or even better, to become Max's legal father. Family life is a massive inconvenience to him, and he does the bare minimum. I saw a video on Red Bull's YouTube channel in which Christian's secretary recounts being tasked to source puppies for him to gift to his kids because obviously Christian can't take time out of his day to do anything remotely in the interest of his family. Anything that distracts him from his favorite activity of shitting on his second driver or drooling over Max is not worthy of his time, and this very much includes his family. Do with this what you will. Love, Kitty from England.
That is fucking piping hot.
That's a hot take.
That's the best take I've ever heard.
Well, because it goes after the man's personal life.
Yeah, that goes right.
That goes right
straight for the jugular. Yeah,
sometimes my heart, sometimes honestly. We think about going after a guy personally. Sometimes we think about going after a guy personally, but we're like, that's mean. Kitty was like, just fucking DRS right into this guy's family life. Fucking. And she has a YouTube sources to prove that this guy doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, are these kids from his previous marriage? Or are they from?
Oh, you're getting into that now.
I mean, well, let's not fully get into that. I don't think it's him and Ginger.
I think he has kids with Ginger.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah. I think he maybe
fucking cares about those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that he cares about. We were like bitches saying that, you know, Christian only cares about his first driver and not his second driver, but Kitty went the extra step and said, no. He doesn't care about his kids. Fuck the second driver. That's a fucking afterthought. His kids he doesn't care about.
Yeah, that's hot. That's a hot take.
It's a hot take.
But do you all think it's true?
Probably somewhat. So I mean, any person who's like that obsessed with a job that is as demanding as it is and is that good at a job that is as demanding as it is, like, it's like, you know, something's got to give. And it's probably going to go to the
home life. Probably the personal life.
It's probably the kids.
You can't have all three.
Sometimes you provide for them physically, but the emotion's just kind of not there. And as people that grew up in New York City, we've seen a lot of that.
And you know Ginger Spice is not being ignored.
That's
so,
right.
You know, so it's the kids that are probably getting the short shrift.
Yeah.
So next one is first off, love y'all's podcast. I had to stop listening to you at work because I was laughing so hard and started looking psychotic. Cool.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm actually stealing this wild take from someone on TikTok because it needed your review immediately. Okay, plagiarism, that's definitely hot. This guy was claiming that Danny Rick is the Ryan Reynolds of F1, and I just don't know how to process that claim. Do with that what you will. Looking forward to the next episode.
That is an excellent take.
I would say it's an excellent take. I wouldn't say it's a hot take.
It's not a hot take, but let's discuss the accuracy of that concept. Let's discuss that it is Danny Rick the Ryan Reynolds of F1?
100%.
Definitely.
Wouldn't you say, Buck? Danny Ricardo.
Oh,
are you on shrooms
God.
Right now?
No. Yes. That actually does.
Well, he's out. Like
I'm not on shrooms right now, but yes.
We talked about this a little bit. It's like he's self.
I was like, what manager is that?
He's self-referential.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like constantly poking fun at himself.
Yes.
Yes.
The industry has been trying to make him happen for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's had success.
Yes.
But he's like ultimately like always a goofball to the point where it's almost like what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, don't you think my also thing with him is I expect him to have more Instagram followers, which is also a Ryan Reynolds problem.
Is that a thing?
How many followers does Ryan Reynolds have?
I feel like he doesn't have as many as he could. Because
okay.
I'm like, Daniel Ricciardo feels like the personality, like the funny one, the like one that like brings something to the table, the one where, I mean, I don't even think he's that great of a driver, but for McLaren, I feel like he's giving them the personality they need.
Right.
For the brand. He's definitely contributing more to the brand than he is to their statistics.
Right.
And, to the constructor champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I kind of see that for him. This does make sense.
Yeah. A lot of pomp and circumstance.
He was hanging out with Dax Shepard recently. Like he was at like his Halloween party.
No way.
And it does kind of feel like Dax Shepard and Ryan Reynolds do. They exist on some type of like similar plane.
There should be some sort of super podcast team up that those two should have at some point. If you told me that Ryan Reynolds and Dax Shepard were starting another podcast together,
I wouldn't
blink. And if you also told me that Ryan Reynolds and Daniel Ricciardo were starting a podcast, like any three of those combinations wouldn't surprise me.
Totally.
You could swap them all out.
Yeah.
And Wondery would be like, yes.
It's like, couldn't you see Danny Rick playing like almost every part that Ryan Reynolds or Dax Shepard plays in any movie?
Yes.
Yes.
He could play any one of those roles.
We talked about this actually at F1 that we think Daniel Ricciardo and we think that Lewis Hamilton are going to get into acting. We see it for them so easily.
And to be clear, we like Ryan Reynolds and we like Daniel Ricciardo. But it's a good take.
It's a good take.
All right.
But next time, just a little more inflammatory.
Also, Daniel Ricciardo was so Austin. He like was the only everyone else tried to embody it, and it was so uncomfortable. But Buck,
you're telling on yourself here because we covered this in the last pod.
Oh, you did.
Well, we didn't like it.
Oh.
We thought he was doing too much.
Oh, well,
did you like it?
Well, here's
in
the thing.
Person, did it hit?
In person, it hits so much better.
Daniel Ricciardo hits from 10,000 feet away.
Actually,
that's what it is.
In person, it probably hits so hard. But when there's a camera in his face, you're like, what is happening?
No, but did you see everyone else? Like George Russell, it felt so forced. Like everyone, it felt so awkward. And like, I don't know. I don't think it worked for any of them, really, but for Daniel Ricciardo, it worked the most.
Daniel Ricciardo was like a Greek actor, like playing in the
That's
fucking,
what
like,
it, I was about to say. He's he's a theater actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he's trying to do, when the close up comes, you're like, oh shit. That's not working close up.
Truly. Yeah. From home, you were like, this guy is like.
From the cheap seats, you're like,
from the
wow,
cheap seats,
this
you're
guy's.
Like, I feel everything that he's doing.
Yeah.
Really?
But when you're up close, it's like, it's overwhelming.
Oh,
it's a system overload.
Yeah, I think people were just yelling and excited. They're like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Haha.
Okay.
Was also, again, on shrooms. So
from 10,000 feet away and on shrooms, it hit. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you know how you need to consume Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
At a distance and high. Okay, so next take is, hey guys, Red Bull Racing sucks. Love the beginning of this.
Okay.
I'm an Austrian girl, which is where Red Bull's
from. Fucking
oh.
Home. This is a defector.
Yeah.
She's hiding Jews in her fucking basement. Right? She's going against the grain.
Yes. Hi guys, Red Bull Racing sucks. I'm an Austrian girl and have to admit that they are just shit. The second seat is like fucking Squid Game. See, that's how you get an A in the class, is you plagiarize the teacher. Love
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. And Christian is just another cat of Max. This is, okay, you like dogs equals like Lewis. You like cats equals like Max. Could that be a thing? Best wishes, the Austrian girl. Anon, please. Okay.
Wait, I'm obsessed with
Anon means we don't say her real name. Yeah, the
Austrian
girl.
The Austrian girl.
Okay, cool. So I love this take. I just want to say that the dog thing versus Lewis and the cat thing, you like Max. I want to just say that Lewis and Max are both cat people. Like,
they're both cats.
They're both cats. If you like Max and Lewis, you like cats. If you like Daniel Ricciardo, you love dogs.
Yeah,
you
make, the most dogs.
You make out with golden retrievers.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like it's your job.
Yes. Yeah.
So
if you're if you're a Lewis fan or if you're a Max fan, like die hard, you want a cat to like be on its windowsill judging the fuck out of you every day.
Actually, not even looking at you.
Yeah.
Just looking out the window. Yeah. So Max, like, you don't want much in return. They're all sort of cats except Daniel Ricciardo.
Most of them are catty.
Yeah,
sure.
Lando Norris is definitely cat. Who's a dog?
Daniel Ricciardo.
People, yeah, Daniel Ricciardo.
Raikkonen is a dog.
Raikkonen's
dog. Well,
Raikkonen's dog.
Raikkonen's
a dog that just like doesn't give a fuck, but like he's
Raikkonen's
a dog
whose like balls are stuck to the floor because he hasn't gotten up in a while.
Yeah, it's like a bull. It's like a mastiff.
Yeah,
never been.
Who else is a dog?
Oh, wait, this is a really good question.
Because everyone, most people are
most
cats.
Of
like
the cats.
Lance Stroll cat, Vettel a cat,
Bottas a cat.
I think maybe Mick Schumacher might be a dog.
Yeah,
might
Mick Schumacher's a dog.
He's like got golden retriever energy.
Mazepin's a cat.
Mazepin's definitely a cat.
Mazepin's a cat.
Ocon's
dog.
Like a no. Ocon's a different animal.
Well,
no, it's annoying.
Ocon's
think,
a rat. No, no. Ocon's like a fucking loris.
What is that?
He's the like a not a loris. He's a sloth.
We've so far compared Ocon to two different animals in one podcast.
Well, we're comparing everyone.
Sloth is like the one with the long arms in the Ice Age. Sid,
yeah.
Played by John Leguizamo. That's Ocon's energy.
Yeah.
What's Gasly?
I think is
Gasly's a cat.
I think Gasly's
a cat.
Yeah. What about Perez?
Yuki's a
dog. I think Perez might be a dog.
Perez is a dog.
Yeah.
Perez might be a boisterous cat.
Okay.
Like a friendly cat.
Yeah, friendly cat.
Friendly cat.
Like you're like, this cat's like a dog.
Yeah.
You're
like, that is very, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, true. next question.
Okay, this one's good. This one's good.
Oh, this one's
good. Okay, my hot take is that Christian and Toto have totally fucked. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that Toto rejected Christian afterwards, and Christian has been bitter about it ever since. Samantha.
Okay. I know how this went down 100%.
Okay.
Tell us how Toto and Christian fucked.
Okay. I think.
By the way, we
one,
have to write a fan. We have to write like an erotica version of this.
Oh, totally. There's no better person to do that. There's someone in this room.
We're going to write that and we're going to read that on the pod. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I honestly, Kelsey and I could really go to town on that one and come back
amazing.
And present our work.
Great. Well, let's spitball some ideas right now.
Yeah. Okay. So this is how.
Give us
the
rough outline.
If you have any pitches, throw them in. I think low key, I know what Christian thought that he could withhold using. He thought he could be like, okay, like I am not gonna put on a condom, or I'm.
Well,
I'm
wait,
be like,
can I just start and say
immediate raw dog?
Can I just start and say like it was like one of Vettel's championships?
Uh huh.
Toto comes in and says, "Well, you know, Christian, you got everything you ever wanted."
Yes.
And Christian says, "Well, not everything."
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Yes.
And then
who tops? Who's top? Who's
we
bottom?
We know who's the bottom.
You know what? In retrospect, what a fucking stupid question I just asked.
I'm like, okay, I don't even need to answer that one. That
you're never like surprised when you take a guy home and you're like, oh, you think this is going this way? Oh, I didn't.
No, because it's so like you know at the top.
Also, not when it's fucking Toto Wolf.
Yeah, not when it's Toto Wolf.
Toto Wolf.
When your name is Toto, you can only be a top.
That's right.
Right. Yeah,
there's a dilation that happens in every room he goes into.
Yeah, truly, all natural poppers. It just seeps out of his brain, and everyone immediately has their rectums flare up.
It's like 3% of the fucking population is gonna get that one, but okay.
Well, that's why we're queering the space.
Yeah,
we're queering the space.
We have to let them know. We have to teach them, and we're gonna teach them a lot with this fanfic.
So yeah. So fanfic is coming. I'm holding you guys to that.
That could be merch.
But that's the beginning.
Like a Bible.
That's the beginning. So you got everything you ever wanted, Christian. Not everything.
Not everything.
Bow chicka wow chicka wow chicka wow.
Yeah. I do think they raw dogs, but Christian did not want a raw dog. But then Toto was like, I'm only going to do this. And he was like, fine. And it was like a withholding thing. He's like, over time, I'll like slip off the condom so I can be more seductive. But then it didn't work out.
Okay.
This is like, I had to get really to the nuance of this and like the emotionality of this.
Wait, did you? That didn't seem really nuanced.
It didn't at all.
I was getting to the nuance of it. Well, you jumped straight to
raw
dog
sex. I was like, you're like, where did you do such a good job fanficking? And then it was like, then they're fucking no condom.
It's gonna be and, into fanfic.
And neither of them and neither of them are on prep.
Is this gonna be a haiku of just he came, he saw, he fucked.
You know what? I gotta say, if you're still listening to this pod, you're a fucking real one.
Yeah, you are real.
You're a fucking true fan.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what? Okay. If you are, like, you're who we want. And people who have it, who everyone who stopped listening, like, we don't really.
But honestly,
you.
All the other podcasts that, like, what do they talk about on an off week? Like, literally nothing.
No.
This literally nothing. Okay, this is just north of nothing, I'd like to think.
Okay.
So next, this person's dying on a weird hill.
Okay.
This is what I call a weird hill to die on. I hate how everyone thinks that Vettel is such a good guy. When Lando crashed in Spa and he stopped the car to see if he was okay, media made him look like he was walking through the fire to save Lando. No, he was sitting in his car while the session was stopped. His lap time was already deleted. Everybody with a little bit of heart would have done the same. Another example, Vettel cleaning up trash after British GP. Guess what? Someone else would have done it. He was not cleaning the Pacific Ocean. He was only trying to bring some attention to himself since he had a shit race. To be clear, I like Vettel. I hate how media speaks about him. Goodbye, wankers. P.S. Feel free to correct my bad English, Marco. Okay. The most inflammatory thing about this is when he said at the end of a very perfectly written thing, feel free to correct my English, because his take in his second language is better than most takes I have in my fucking first. But that's a weird hill to die on.
I mean, I get it. We were kind of talking about like the essence of that a little bit earlier. It's like him telling like fans not to litter when literally like it's like cleaning up the water bottles after the race is like so minuscule compared to like the environmental impact of the entire thing that he raced.
Okay, but if we're ranking F1 drivers based on like slacktivism, you know,
that actually should be a full pod. I'm like obsessed with that idea, and that's great. Because
he does more work, like literal, like physical work.
No, it's true.
Like Lewis, like tweets about it and writes checks from limitless funds.
And I do
to it.
It's like what's interesting.
But Vettel literally gets his hands dirty.
Does Vettel literally get his hands dirty? He cleaned once.
Didn't he have like he wore the, he got like penalized because he wore the like the Love Is Love T-shirt at some.
Oh,
it was
he
same.
Tried
it was
to
same
clear
love.
It before
was,
me.
Yeah,
same love.
Same
yeah.
love. Well, Macklemore did it first.
I mean that. Yeah,
he followed in the footsteps of Macklemore, which is always the correct place you want to go when you're trying to fight.
Yeah,
the powers that be.
That's the only place. That's the only reason I can get married today.
I also got to say to Marco, I think that maybe you don't like Sebastian Vettel based off of that. He's like, I want to make it clear, I like Sebastian Vettel. Maybe just have to take a long look at yourself in the mirror and think it's okay to not like Sebastian Vettel, because I don't think that you do.
That's the Vettel equivalent of saying I'm not racist, but. Okay. Next is if Toto and Lewis haven't fucked, they should. Jack.
Again, they're going to fuck.
Obviously, like, what would that fuck session be like? It would obviously, I feel like it
would be a struggle for power that I think Toto would ultimately win.
I feel like it would be like, I think it would be a struggle for power, but I feel like it would be like so tense and slow and intimate, and they both come at the same time.
Or they both wouldn't come.
Because they don't want to give the power to
the
person.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
You don't want to admit that like the other pleasure, like you don't want to admit that you receive pleasure from that person. If anything, it would be like, you would be thinking like watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. You would be trying not to feel
this
anything.
Is the best F1 podcast of all time.
Yeah,
you don't get this. You truly don't get this anywhere else.
Yeah.
And you all know that.
Okay. So next is, this is just three words. Charles is overrated. Okay. At I like pickles, fight me. Perfect. Guess what? We will fight you. We will fight you.
You fucking watch your fucking tongue when you talk to me like that. You kiss your fucking mother with that mouth, huh? You kiss your fucking mother with that mouth. I like pickles, fight me. I will fight you. I like pickles because I don't like fucking pickles. Only on a burger do I like pickles or if they're fried. If you eat a pickle raw, you're a fucking freak. And you know what? If you think that Charlotte Claire is overrated, you're a fucking idiot. He's not overrated. He's amazing.
Boom.
Buck, do you have any
next
thoughts?
Honestly, retweet.
Okay. Winner of F2 should automatically get a seat in F1. That's great. I think there should be some relegation. I think that's one of the coolest parts about soccer is that they sort of the downside of soccer is like the money isn't fair like F1, but the cool thing is you can't really tank because if you tank, you fucking just get kicked out of the league.
Right.
So relegation, I think, would be really cool.
I think that's a very cool idea.
Yeah.
Not really
a hot take, just a good take.
But a good take. It's like, imagine if, like, that would really give some excitement in who's fighting at the bottom there. And, like,
I mean, Gunther is going F2 this year.
Gunther, by this point, would be an F4. Formula E. Okay, here's our last take. Lando will move to Red Bull and Dom Max and win a world championship.
No, he loves McLaren right
now.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think that. I actually really don't.
That's a bit of a tough one to end on. Like, you know what? I think this is the one we really need to end on. Racer who finishes last in constructors gets shot in the head right after the last race.
See, this is a good lesson. See, this person who said the F should move to F2, that was a good take.
Yeah.
A wild take. They should be shot in the fucking head Squid Game style. that is the correct edit.
Yeah. That's how you take it to the next level.
So next time, guys, this is how you edit takes to make them go from good takes to wild takes. Because we don't care about good takes. Other podcasts, they have good opinions.
Yeah.
We don't care about those opinions.
Yeah, good opinion. Who gives a fuck about good?
Good opinion. Because in the end, they're all just opinions that don't matter.
Yeah.
You want a crazy opinion. Yeah. They'll just flare the butthole a little bit when you hear it.
A total wolf style.
A total wolf style popper of a fucking opinion.
Yep.
Anything else? Mexico's coming up.
I will say that there was like a little bit of drama where Toto was like, it's interesting what happens when people get in front of the camera. They start acting like actors and they become different people.
And he's talking about Christian?
I mean, who else could he be talking about?
Damn.
And I want to say to the people that were like, you know, what, last week when we were saying that Christian is like a slut for the cameras, and then they were like, he was are you kidding me? Like, that happens to every race, that there's a team principal who's on there. It's like, yeah, you really think that Christian doesn't fucking turn on, he doesn't take four fucking hits of poppers before he stands in front of the media every single time? You don't fucking know what you're talking about. That's why I listen to the red flags. If you listen to the red flags and you don't like it, guess what? Don't fucking listen. Thank you, Buck Andrews, for coming on the podcast. Amazing insights today. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter at
Buck Andrews.
At Buck Andrews. Check out the second season of a fucking special. We get fucking A-listers on our fucking podcast.
Every time.
And until next time.
Later, Vankas.
Goodbye, Vankas. Want to give it a shot?
What do I do? Oh, I'm going to be so bad at this.
Just say goodbye, Vankas.
Okay, wait, ready? Goodbye, Vankas.
Oh, Jesus.
Bye, Vankas.